All right, we're here with Debbie from the Hardware Group in Studio B at Microsoft Campus. And we're here to talk about something that's gotten a little bit of coverage on the internet so far.
Yes.
Tell us what we're looking at here.
Well, this is the Arc Touch mouse. This is our next generation of the Arc mouse, which you may remember.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about this mouse is it's still about that mobility customer.
Yeah.
This is for that customer who's on the go. We call this customer the pack and go customer.
Yeah.
They're in the cafe, and then they're in their client's office, then they're working from the park, whatever it is they need to do. And what's great is it's curved for comfort, fits my hand very nicely while I'm working, and then I flatten it, and it slides right in my bag.
Very nice. And what does flattening it actually do to the mouse?
That turns the mouse off.
So that is how the mouse is off. And when you want to turn it back on, you just fold it back down.
You simply fold it back down, right, and it's ready to go.
So the Arc mouse is my favorite mouse by far. I've done multiple videos on the Arc mouse.
Yeah, it's a great
and,
mouse.
And so this is the next iteration of that. One of the things
is.
I like about the Arc mouse is, you know, you fold it up and you can stick it in your pocket.
Right.
Again, this is a mobile mouse, so having it flat like this, I can stick it in a back pocket, I can put it in a, you know, kind of a...
Right, in your front pocket like this, in a jacket, slide it in your bag, it takes up no room.
And what are the big differences that people will notice right off the start with this compared to the Arc mouse?
Compared to the Arc mouse, they'll notice that this one has nano receiver.
Okay.
If I can borrow your mouse. Nope, I took them all off. It has
I have one right here.
Okay. I was like, where did it go?
So this is the same kind of thing that we have on the Arc keyboard. It's a very, very small dongle.
Right. The nano transceiver, as you can see, is very small. I put mine in my computer. I never take it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So that way, when I'm going from place to place, all I have to do is bend the mouse in this arced position, and it's ready to go.
Yeah, so the old Arc mouse, the dongle was almost big enough that you had to take it off where you put it in a bag if
the
bag's tight.
Yeah, it was a little bigger, yeah.
But so this one, you can just pretty much leave it in all the time, especially if
right.
your USB is on the back, like on a TX2 HP computer.
Exactly. I have one in the back and two on the sides, and I just throw my computer right in my bag. I never even think about where the dongle is positioned, and it's never jostled.
Nice, and I don't see the wheel that was on the Arc mouse.
That's right. We wanted to make this mouse as flat as possible. So if there was a wheel here, it would catch in your bag or in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to make it so you could put it in this position and go anywhere.
Yeah.
So we took out the scroll wheel and we put in this touch strip. And what that does is it gives you the scrolling ability. You can go as fast or slow as you want. You can flick it and it'll hyper fast scroll. And it also, if you tap the top region here or the bottom region here, it'll page up and page down. So it gives you a little bit more productivity, the performance than a scroll wheel, but also gives you that flat surface.
And what people probably, well, you definitely aren't going to pick this up from watching this on camera, but there's some haptics here. So
there
you
is.
Can actually feel things as you're flicking a page.
There is. There's some vibration feedback here that allows you to get a sense for how fast or slow that scroll wheel's moving and how fast or slow the cursor on your PC would move. And that's a really fun thing to play with, actually.
Yeah.
That's something I constantly flick it and then stop it by pushing my finger down. And I do that all throughout the day.
So tell me some of the other features with the that separates us from the Arc.
Sure. This mouse is taking mobility to that next level by providing the flat surface with the touch strip, but also it has BlueTrack technology. And with your old Arc mouse, you might have noticed if you were on cement or a rough picnic table or a marble countertop.
The things that a mobile person would probably be on.
Right. You would struggle to use your Arc mouse. It might be a little bit jittery. Where this has BlueTrack technology, you see the blue light coming through there.
Yeah.
It works on all of those surfaces. You are not going to struggle at all with
even reflective surfaces.
That's
that
right.
You have a problem with Arc.
Right.
The BlueTrack mouse seems to go well on that.
Right. Rough surfaces like uneven wood, it tracks right over that because it has a larger beam.
Mm-hmm.
So that larger beam allows it to pick up more of the surface and smoothly go through on that surface, and you don't get any breaks or jittery cursor. So that's a great feature with this mouse as well.
So it looks like a very simple mouse, but I'm sure engineering-wise, there's a lot of detail that goes into this.
Yes, this was a very challenging mouse. It's beautiful, it's simply elegant, we call it a lot. But the challenges are making a mouse this flat. If you look at a traditional mouse, like this one here, this is still a notebook mouse. It's a smaller size mouse, but we fit all the engineering that goes into this mouse, the circuit boards, the batteries.
There's a lot of electronics in there.
Right, a lot of electronics that I don't even know, all in this tiny space here. So this is 14.5 millimeters, sorry, and you can see there's the batteries in there,
yeah,
all the mouse circuit board, blue track, everything in this tiny space.
So squeezed everything into the space that's less than two AAA batteries.
That's right.
And the back part, what is inside? This is rubber kind of that bends, and what's inside
right
there?
Inside there, it's kind of like an armadillo's back.
Yeah.
It's got rivets, metal rivets inside there that allows for durability, but also that flexibility to bend into the most comfortable position. So you could do this and bend it and straighten it over 40,000 times.
I'm sure we've done that. There's
we
probably
have
someone in a lab,
yes,
here that's
have
done that.
40,000 is the minimum, correct.
And how many pieces make up the piece that's in this back part?
It's about 90 parts in the back tail.
Wow.
Here.
Yeah. Okay.
So this was a design challenge for sure.
Yeah. Excellent. Great job.
Thank you.
So when will this be available and at what price?
This is shipping in most regions not till January.
Okay.
We will have some early shipments into Europe, and we can pre-order it here in the U.S. for holiday. And the price is $69.95.
Great. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Thank you. It was great to be here.